हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Okay, then Songs of the Vaishnavacharyas, Sharanagati. Now we're on song 5 of the Vajranasa, or the prayer for being engaged in service to the Lord. Hankering for divine service. Vritti. The fifth song is based on the fifth verse of Upadeshamrita. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, that means the second, and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who has advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. Song 5. Hari Hey. Sangha dosha sunya dikshita dikshita jadi Tava nama gaya, manase adhara koribo tahare, jani nija janatai. O Lord Hari, within my mind I will honor and consider as my own relative one who naturally avoids the offense of bad association and sings your holy name, be he formally initiated or not. Right, so any devotee, any Vaishnavas chanting the holy name, and that we know that we understand that means in the proper they're hearing names coming from the proper connection, it means they've heard from the proper sampradaya, then it works. And if they're not, then you have to be a little careful, like the sahajiyas and that. Dikshita hoya, so that's where it starts. That's where the relationship starts. Is that dikshita hoya? Bhaje tuapada, tahare pananati kori, anandya bhajane, vigya jejana, tarahe sevi bohari. I offer obeisances to that devotee who is initiated and worships your lotus feet. I will faithfully serve, O Hari, a devotee who is fixed in unalloyed devotion to you. Sarva bhute sama, je bhaktera mati, tahara darshane mani. Apanake dhanya se sangapaya charitarta hoilo jana hailon jana jani. I consider myself greatly fortunate to even see that devotee who regards all living entities, all living beings equally. Attaining his association, I consider myself fortunate, for I know that I have become successful in life. Because then seeing that devotee, because they see everything, all living entities equally, means they see everyone in connection with Krishna, how they're servants of Krishna, and then they deal that way. Because for that Uttamadakari, like Prahlad Maharaj, then they don't make the distinctions. The Madhyamas need to make the distinctions. The Lord, then the friendship, the prema for the Lord, friendship with the devotees, compassion for the innocent, avoiding the... dignity. That works. But for the Uttamadakari, they just see all equally. They'll see if someone is serving or not, then they'll reciprocate differently, but they don't see them in different categories. So someone is not, they can still talk to them and make them into a devotee, while the Madhyavas and neophytes can't deal with those kind of persons. So they can make people who are inimical, then, avoid. Like you see, Raghunath Das, he's dealing with that Chaudhary. and saying, hey, you know, we're family, they're your brothers, and like this and that, and then he does them that. Of course, he's, you know, has the inspiration as, okay, well, if we're brothers, maybe that's how I can get a little bit of money. Because the point was, is there's extra money there. And so then that way he can get money and they get their money. So it works out win-win, right? You know, so it's good. But the point is he can influence. So like Lord Chaitanya with the Kasi. You get, that has that influence where others may not be able to do that. So, you know, because they can just, by their association, change immediately. It might have been with time or things like that. You have to see what's the quality of the living entity.
Nishkapata mati Vaishnavarda prati e dharma kabe pabo. Kabe samsara sindhu para hoye tava brajapuri javo.
Okay. When will my attitude towards the Vaishnavas become simple and innocent? And when will I cross over this ocean of worldly existence and reach your transcendental abode of Braja?
Right, simple and innocent means they're Vaishnavas, you see that aspect of it. People do something wrong, that's simply because of the conditioning. Like you saw is that when Dharmaraj was asked by Parikit Maharaj, you know, who has done this to you? And he says, oh, that's a very, very difficult to answer because the point is you're only getting the result of your actions. So therefore, if I'm getting this result of actions, it's due to my actions. So who is the medium for that to come through? Technically, I'm not the one doing it. You know, as far as I'm concerned. They're not technically the one doing it. They're just the one delivering. It's just like you get the Amazon guy. He delivers your thing. It's not that he sent this to you or anything like that. It's that you made the order. He delivers it. It could have been anyone. It could have been that guy. It could have been the other guy. You know, so like that. So it's whatever living entity has the mentality and they're willing to take part. So that's why you're getting it. Now that living entity took part in it, that's his own. Now he's getting his own karma for that, and that's his own development. Does that make sense? He didn't have to take part. He could have, you know, not done that. Someone else would have done that. You know, if he hadn't shown up for work that day, someone else would have delivered it. You know what I'm saying? You know, your truck broke down, and so then the next truck coming along, that's the one that'll run you over. You know, so it's just, you know. So the point is that it's two things, and so in our sing, we sing like that. So therefore, if we have that simple, then we'll see is that they're engaged in Krishna service, they're doing things. So what is the positive aspects? You see that. And then the negative, then, you know, then that's happening just because of the conditioning. And if you just continue to associate with Vaishnavas, you continue to hear and chant, worship the deities, serve Tulsi, take Prasad, then these things will gradually go away until they're not there anymore. So it's just a matter of they're there. It's like Prabhupada mentioned, someone's in the shower, you don't criticize that he's dirty. He's taking a shower, he's going to get clean. You know, he just hasn't got to that part yet. You know. So does that make sense? So that's then he's saying, it's when will I come to this? Because if you do that, you have no problems. Like Prahlad Maharaj had no problems. He may be in problematic situations, but he didn't have a problem. So that's then what he's saying here, by that association. So that's the specialty of associating with these Uttamadhikaris. So you have that direct association you have through their instructions, then in either case, like we have here, otherwise we wouldn't necessarily look at it this way. You know, that's good, but, you know, he did this, you know. So one has to let go of those things. See what's positive, what you can, because that's the past. There's nothing you can do with it now. What's going on now? How do you work with that? And if that's not there now, don't worry about it. Does that make sense? Yeah. Riti, the next song is based on the sixth verse of Upadeshamrita. Being situated in his original Krishna conscious position, a pure devotee does not identify with the body. Such a devotee should not be seen from a materialistic point of view. Indeed, one should overlook a devotee's having a body born in a low family, a body with a bad complexion, a deformed body, or a diseased or infirm body. According to ordinary vision, such imperfections may seem prominent in the body of a pure devotee. But despite such seeming defects, the body of a pure devotee cannot be polluted. It is exactly like the water of the Ganges. The Ganges, which sometimes during the rainy season are full of bubbles, foam, and mud. The Ganges water do not become polluted. Those who are advanced in spiritual understanding will bathe in the Ganges without considering the condition of the water. So that's an important aspect, is because we may see, oh, he has this, so he must be sinful, and therefore he can't be advanced. No, it has nothing to do. The two are separate things. Is that because of the devotional service, then these things don't affect devotional service. It may affect the situation and how you're going to do things, but it doesn't affect the service itself. Right? And so then in Vaishnavas we don't judge according to those kind of things. So we wouldn't also use that in our devotional service. You know, we're Westerners or this or that. You know, there's considerations, but it's not major. It's not in consideration of devotional service. It's just a matter of comfort. Like that one devotee, his service was to provide rice to devotees coming from Bengal when they came to Vrindavan. You know, just because they're used to that. But it's not like, you know, we're Bengalis, we eat rice, and it's an identity. It's just a matter of comfortable with rice. You know, it's not that there's not rice over there. It wasn't necessarily he's bringing the rice from Bengal. Locally, rice is available. They just they eat less. You know, and may not, you know, like when you go out begging, you'll get those big rotis and some shak or a little bit of that really thick dal or some achar. Yeah, you know, they definitely won't hand you a pile of rice. You know. But if you go out for bhiksha in Bengal, you get rice. Song 6. Yeah, also this thing that... Song 6, Harihe. Nira dharma gata janavi shaile panka fena drishtahoy tatapi kakona brahma dravya dharma se shaila na chadoya. O my Lord Hari, mud and foam are seen in the water of the Ganges. For that is the inherent nature of river water. Yet the water of the sacred Ganges never loses its purely spiritual nature. Right? So, if one appreciates that, then one can do that. Otherwise, you have, you know, it's there. Oh, you know, there's a you know something upstream. It's polluting and this and that and all that. So, the point is that spiritual benefit is still there. You bathe in the Ganges; it's still there. You know. So
I was thinking in this connection. That we've seen many people come to India, but only few from outside can actually stay.
Mm.
And this point, you actually can't be mental in India, because
mm-hmm.
it's too much mental pressure. Now, after the rainy season, Ganga is changing constantly. Like within a day, she can come really close to the road, and then she shifts back. And sometimes the stream is very, the current is very powerful, and sometimes it's just peaceful. And like, so you can't really be mental. If you're on a mental platform, you can't function in here. And in the West, it is difficult, but still you can function.
Yeah, it's simpler.
Oh, it's much simpler.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's so sophisticated. It's so simple.
No.
Because it's consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's consistently one mode.
Yeah, exactly. In one mode.
Like that. Or the particular combination is consistent.
No, it's not more variety.
Yeah, no variety. No.
India is... I mean, it's a serious challenge to the ego and to the mind.
Yeah.
That's why. Otherwise, you become mental. You can't take bus. I've seen people coming and turning back. They just can't do it because it's.
Yeah. No, it's unique. It's unique. Yeah, when you go out of India, the whole rest of the world looks like it's in curfew. You
know? Especially Europe, it's like.
Yeah. So here, when you have lockdown. It looks like the West when it's not locked down.
Yeah,
so lockdown in the West must be really wild.
Well, that's why people go crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
Just depressed.
Yeah, there's nothing going on. Yeah. I remember the first time I went back in the 80s, I went back and says, where are the people? What's going on? So, you know, I thought maybe there's some curfew or there's something going on, so nobody's here, you know. Then you find out, no, that's normal. And that was in New York, which is, you know, the busy city, the big city, you know, and I'm just saying, where are all the people? You know, you're walking down a sidewalk that's like that wide, and it's only you, and there's across the street, there's two guys over there, and one guy up here, and, you know, two cars going by. It's kind of,
I don't like this, and then the city was like the temple used to be, in 3 p.m., so it's the hottest time in August, July, so I walked from one devotee's house to another, and it took me half an hour, and there was nobody there on the street. Not even dogs, no cars, nothing.
Where?
In Ariel.
Oh, okay.
So I felt, at one point, I felt really bad. It's like apocalypse. The war, you know. Everybody's dead or something, and I'm there walking.
Yes.
Or so what? You know, I even thought maybe I should, you know, catch a taxi or something, but there's nobody there. No one.
Even taxi, because no one goes out, so the taxis even don't come out.
Yeah. Not from that city. I was freaking, actually.
Yeah. Weren't sure if you hadn't walked through a portal to a different dimension or something.
It felt like that.
Yeah.
And there was no shade.
Yeah, no shade. Yeah, the trees are all small. Oh, beside, because the sun's up, and so it's coming straight down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was very
hot. Yeah. But your consolation is if you're feeling bad and it looks bad, just look across the valley, and then you'll know it's worse.
I felt like Moses with all his people.
Moses without people.
Moses without people.
Yeah, I was all alone.
And no water. Vaishnava Sharira Aprakrita Sada Swabhava Vapura Dharme Kabu Nahe Jada Tatapi Ye Ninde Pode Se Vishama Dharme. One may likewise find natural defects in the body of a Vaishnava, yet his body is always spiritual. It is never to be considered material. That person who criticizes the body of a Vaishnava falls into deadly irreligion. You know, just like he's saying, it's the nature of river water to have, you know, foam and bubbles and dirt and a few sticks and all that. So the same way as on the material world, this is natural. There's always something wrong with the body. So if it, even if it's prominent, it doesn't matter because this even here, it's not an uncommon thing. So one shouldn't see that. One should see because of engagement in the Lord's service. That's the transcendental position. Se aparadhe Yamera jatana paya jiva avirata. Hey nanda nandana se aparadhe jeno nahi hoi hata. For such an offense, the fallen soul ceaselessly suffers the tortures of Yamaraj, Lord of Death. O youthful son of Nanda, I pray that I will not be destroyed by committing such an offense. Tomara Vaishnava Vaibhava Tomara Amare Karuna Doya Tabe Moragati Habe Tava Prati Pabo Tava Pada Chaya. The Vaishnava is your own, representing your glorious divine potency. May he be merciful to me. Then my life's journey will turn towards you, and I will attain shelter in the shade of your lotus feet. Yeah, so in any case, then we're always looking for the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and then that we will be able to come closer and closer with the Lord and take shelter of the Lord. So since that actual process comes through the Vaishnavas, then that's why we have to be very careful about how we deal with Vaishnavas. Does that make sense? So even then, we talk about a mentality or things like that. Like Prabhupada was saying, is that you discuss, let's say, a philosopher. And in a philosopher, you know, so many bogus elements, but you're discussing the philosophy, not the person. You know, like that. Song 7. Okay, that was through 6 of the
That goes through all nine?
I think Maharaj, the next verse.
Oh.
There is just a gap.
It's just bringing out the glory of the Vaishnava. Song 7. Oh, hey Vaishnava Thakura, Doyara Sagara, Hey Dase Karuna Kori, Diya Padachaya, Shodho He Amaya, Tomara Charana Dori. O revered Vaishnava Thakur, O ocean of mercy, please be merciful to me, your humble servant. Purify me by giving the shade of your lotus feet. Your feet I clasp submissively. Chaya Vega Dalmi, Chaya Dosha Shoti, Chaya Guna Deho Dase, Chaya Satsanga Deho He Amare, Bosechi Sangera Ase. Please help me control the six urges, purify me of the six faults, and please instill in your servant the six good qualities. Bestow upon me the six kinds of holy association. I am seated here in hope of having your company. Footnote 32. The six urges are speech, mind, anger, tongue, belly, and gentleness, like mentioned in the first verse. The six faults are eating more than necessary, collecting more funds than required, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are difficult to obtain, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters, practicing the scripture rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. Because someone would say, no, but I'm following the rules, but is it for spiritual advancement? It's just for one mundane benefit or, you know, political benefit or something. Then it's not actually... it's good. It'll be purifying, yes, but only it'll be purifying in that it's piety. But that won't, that itself can't get you bhakti. So you're not following it because of the spiritual. If someone's following because of the spiritual but not remembering the spiritual, still they'll get the benefit. Maybe not as much as if they're remembering, but they'll still get that benefit. So, you know, it's just like you're doing something Krishna and completely forget about Krishna. But your intent is for Krishna and all that, and you're focusing on doing a nice job. It doesn't matter. At the end, then it's offered to Krishna and it all becomes perfect. Like that. So, yeah. Five, associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So it's one thing associated, you're with this worldly-minded persons and you're dealing with them about Krishna, you know, so the innocent. And so in that way, then they take some interest and they move forward. But if there's people who are not interested, they're against, then we're supposed to be neutral towards them. So you don't associate. You may have to deal at work or on the bus, but you don't get too close. Yeah.
Now we don't have that problem.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good.
Protected by the... you know, everybody's watching.
Oh, I see.
Phone.
Yeah, they're all watching their phones, so you don't have to interact. In fact, if you do talk, it's considered offensive.
Yeah, it's uncultured.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Send me an SMS.
Yeah. So I think I mentioned before, I saw this thing where it was a parody.
Parody.
Yeah, but it was like set up like a proper newsroom, you know, with the one sitting there, how they're dressed, everything, you know, even how the banners go by and all the things and like that, and you know, they were talking about, you know, this morning, you know, this a man from they were in London, so the more, I think, northwestern territories and that, you know, which is considered it's more rural, you know, small towns and villages and farmland and, you know, people like that, you know, had come to London. He's terrorizing the Londoners by saying hello to them, you know, and we go now to you know, our correspondent who's on the scene, and then they're talking with, you know, somebody. Yeah, he says, I don't know. He said hello to me. I don't know what's happening. You know, what does he want? You know, like this and that. And oh, so it must have been terrible. Yeah, it's so bad. You know, like this. Then they switch over to the guy and says, well, I don't know where I come from. You see people, you say hello. I'm just trying to be nice and everything, but you know, I don't know. You see, like this, and so he goes back to the, you know, back to the main newsroom. You know, yeah, you know, so. So, like that, yeah. So if you talk to somebody, then that's...
It's just an excuse when no one wanted to talk before, but so before people liked to interact, and so they enjoyed talking to each other. Then it came to the point of etiquette, you're supposed to talk, but no one wants to talk. Now you have the phone, now you don't have to talk.
Yeah. Also the mask, it's an interesting thing. When in a temple you meet somebody, you don't want to talk to them, you put the mask on. And like people can complain because it's COVID, and if you do want to talk, you put it down. So, so it's double protection, phone and the mask.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't see unless you're really tuned in. You can't see what the mood is.
So you can hide behind those instruments and
yeah. It's put on a baseball cap and it's complete. Right?
Yeah, and the shades.
Yeah, and then you're done.
There are people that they don't know how they look, really, because they only saw them with the mask.
Oh.
It happened to me, there was one person who bought something from me and then he came again for something else and then he was without the mask and I was asking him, where's the guy? It's him. I just didn't recognize him.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay. And the six kinds of holy associates. The six good qualities are being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according to regular principles such as Shravana Kirtana Vishnu Smarana, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, abandoning the association of non-devotees, and following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service, right? Undoubtedly. You know, so the Mushasana, there should be a focus on these things. So he's saying, please give me these. So, in other words, that he control the first, you know, the first verse, those six, avoid the six that are mentioned the next, and the ones that are for good association, he says, may we be blessed with those. And the six type of holy association, that was the six types of good qualities, association are offering gifts of charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind and confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. So that was those four. So this is the song seven. Then we see is that, you know, then there's levels of devotees, right? And we respect all of them, and then it just gets more as it goes higher. So the bottom is respect, you know, and friendship because they're family, and then it gets, you know, more respectable than that. Then you see is that the Vaishnava is not considered impure due to physical defects and all that. And now then this song is out that praise to, or that prayer to that Vaishnava, that we may have the qualities that are there in the first, described in the first four verses. Ekaki amare, amara nahi pai balo, Harinama Sankirtane Tumi Kripa Kori Shraddha Bindu Diya Deho Krishna Nama Dane. On my own I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Please be merciful by awarding me with a particle of faith and giving me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna Se Tomar Krishna Dite Paro Tomara Sakati Achi Amitu Kangal, Krishna Krishna Boli, Dai Tava Pache Pache. Krishna is yours, therefore you are able to give him to others. This is certainly within your power. I am indeed wretched and fallen, simply running after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. Right, so we see as four that we give up the control of the senses, we give up bad activity and association, we take up the good. We engage in those activities that are good for pure devotional service, and we have that respect and service to the Vaishnavas, then he's praying for that. And that by that grace, then we are able to chant the holy name, we're able to have that faith in Krishna, we're able to move forward. So we don't have a thing that I can do this on my own, but it's actually by Krishna's grace. Viti, the next song is based on the seventh verse of Upadeshamrita. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting those sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Song 8. Hari He. Tomara bhuliya avidya pidaya pidita rasana mora. Krishna nama shuddha balo nahi lage vishaya shukate bora. O my Lord Hari, because of forgetting you, my tongue has become embittered with the disease of ignorance. I cannot relish the sweet nectar of your holy name of Krishna, for I have become addicted to the taste of worldly pleasures. Pratidina jadi adara koriya se nama kirtana kori. Sita fala jeno nashi roga mula krame swadu hoya hari. If I sing that holy name of yours aloud every day with warm affection, then as sugar candy taken medicinally destroys the very disease which makes it taste bitter, jaundice. So your holy name, O Lord Hari, will cure my spiritual disease and allow me to gradually taste your sweetness. So this aspect is by association with the devotees that we're able to take up the devotional process by their mercy, and it's by engaging in the process under their direction that we become purified. So because we see here is that you do something because it's interesting or attractive. You know, it's the aspect is there. So there's the intellectual aspect where you may understand the importance of Krishna consciousness, but you're not able to apply it because one hasn't gotten that taste. In other words, the jaundice effect of material existence is too strong. Right? And so then you have the aspect is, but by that association, then, and one will be chanting in that association, you get purified, then you're able to appreciate it and apply it nicely. You become inspired. So,
yeah. I was thinking yesterday when we were reading that pastime of Chidaloy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, although I didn't pay attention before you mentioned it, but although so much management, which is actually described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, was made, you know, the preparation, the buying, you know, the whole process was described, the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like fun. The whole mood was super light.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had fun.
Yeah.
So
much fun that people came from outside. What's going on?
Yeah. And even those who were like, you know, the those who sold their goods and this and that, they came for profit.
Right.
But they also would have fun of the festival. They actually experienced not only profit,
right,
which was the reason they came for.
Yeah.
But also the fun of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that point that you mentioned, that, you know, there are very few, but they are administrators or leaders or managers even,
mm-hmm,
that they can turn any event into fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it is for the pleasure of the Lord and for the pleasure of the devotees.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, or those who don't know what they're doing, it's about efficiency, or it's about time, or it's about, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, to get what we're looking for, you know, donation, this and that, then the mood is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So in that particular pastime, it was shown that, you know, it's all about, it's Krishna Leela, basically. So it is that kind. And of course, you know, Gopals and that kind of mood. It's not Vatsali, it's not Madhurja.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was very inspiring.
Yes. And it's here is that, like you said, that the one's going on, but the focus is on the other. When the focus is, when you are managing things, if the focus is on the pleasing to Krishna and the Vaishnavas, then it takes on a different flavor. Like that's one thing I remember was those, you know, many of those very prominent early temple presidents. They would always be, you know, because they would be organizing everything, but they would be inspiring the devotees. You know, like let's say you have what's his name? Just Jayananda. Yeah. He was the president in San Francisco, and when devotees would come, there'd be hundreds of devotees. He'd be organizing it and this and that, but he'd be inspiring everybody, and you know, the prasad and the kirtan and this and that. And so the focus wasn't on efficient management. It was on that, but it was efficiently done. Everybody ate, everybody took showers, everybody did everything. And so it was very nice, and that would be one of the reasons the devotees would like to go. Does that make sense? Or you're talking about the Chiradoi, you know, Jayapataka Maharaj organized those things. It's all about this mood and all that, and so everybody gets absorbed. But at the same time, it gets managed. You know, so that kind of thing is then becomes very nice. So when you focus on the management, you're focusing more on the Kriya aspect. But then, since the Icha aspect is not there, then the Kriya is a little deficient because the attitude is, the qualities and attitude are a major aspect of the Kriya. In other words, qualities and attitude are being applied, but they're just taking the mechanical application without that. And so therefore, even though it efficiently gets things done, it doesn't give the taste of inspiration.
Yeah, the mood is heavy. And also, I've noticed if all of your energy is going into management, right, it means you're not a natural manager.
Yes, yes.
Because it's just part of it. But management, it's not that difficult, actually.
No.
If you have a team and if you organize, that's what it is.
If you have to sit in a meeting all day, maybe find some other job. Because I've seen these big managers, they'll have these really short meetings and everything happens. Yeah. And then they come around and check now and again. And it's all means they're already checking it going on. They don't stay for 6 hours, and still, at the end of 6 hours, 10 days, it's not decided who's doing what.
Nobody knows what to do.
And still, no one will get done, and so it comes up next year. You know. Yeah, that's a very good point. Then maybe you should find another occupation.
Yeah, the difficulty is that because of the prestige of the position, people won't let it go, and it's like they hold it, and everybody does it. It's not your nature. Don't torture yourself. Don't torture others. No, I can do it.
Yeah. It says that. That's the point. Is that you're doing the karma seemingly.
Yeah.
But you don't have the guna.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. So when it goes on and it creates problems, then you know there's something lacking. Either he has the guna, but he doesn't know the karma, he's not experienced, so someone can tell him and then it'll go nice. But even if that's done and it still doesn't, it means the guna's not there. You know, and so your karma is also going to be limited. You know. But yeah, it's so much work. Yeah, you get so much overwhelmed by it. Otherwise, it's inspiring. Like you see this, what it would be that Mathura, when Jarasandha attacked Mathura. And then, you know, all the residents who would go up on the ramparts to watch, because, you know, they're not going to come in. They're outside. You fight outside. And so then it said, you know, those who were heroes were inspired. Those who were not, that they were, you know, overwhelmed by the, you know, how, you know, ghastly it was and like this. And so it's just, they're inspired. Yeah. Durdaiva amara se nama adara na hoilo doya moya dasa aparadha amara durdaiva kemone hoibe kshoy. How great is my misfortune that I feel no appreciation for your holy name. O merciful Lord, in such a lamentable state, how will I be freed from committing the 10 offenses of the holy name? Because if there's taste, then you avoid the offense because you're absorbed in the Lord, and for that, the purification, you respect the Vaishnavas, you respect the Guru, you respect the scriptures, you respect the process of bhakti. You know, you have that natural thing where you don't deal closely with those who are inimical. You know, so everything goes very nicely.
Anudina jeno tava namagai kramete kripaya tava. Aparadha jabe name ruchi habe ashwadibo nama sava. If I sing your name every day, then gradually by your mercy the 10 offenses will disappear. Taste for your holy name will grow within me, and then I shall relish the intoxicating wine of that name. Riti. The next song is based on the 8th verse of Upadeshamrita. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Goloka Vrindavan, Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. Right? So this is the essence. So if that's understood, then you can bring everything else and how it's helping you with this. Right? Song 9. Hari Hey. Shri Rupa Gosai, Shri Guru Rupete, Siksha Dila Mora Kane, Jano Mora Kata, Namera Kangala, Rati Pabe Namagane. O my Lord Hari, Shri Rupa Goswami, in the form of the spiritual master, spoke these instructions into my ears. Try to understand my words, O you who beg for the gift of the holy name. You will then develop attraction for singing the holy name. Krishna Nama Rupa Guna Sucharita Parama Jatane Kori Rasana Manase Koraho Niyoga Krama Viti Anusari. Following, quote, following the scriptures, the scriptural rules and regulations, engage your tongue and mind in carefully cultivating Lord Krishna's nama, holy names, rupa, divine forms, guna, transcendental qualities, and sucharitra, wonderful pastimes. This should be done according to the recommended order of ascending progression. 33. This refers to the 9 stages of bhakti starting from Shraddha. Right, and here's that you're focused on the name, from that will come the form, from that will come the qualities, from that will come the pastimes. So you don't have to worry. So in other words, it comes the sambandha, the abhideya prayojana, naturally comes. So you don't jump to one thing and then wonder why it doesn't work. No, you focus on your level. Braje kori bhasha, raganuga hoya, smarana kirtana koro. A nikila kala, koraho japana, upadesha sara daro. Oh no, doro. Okay. Always dwelling in the holy land of Braja, become a practitioner of raganuga bhakti, spontaneous loving devotion, while engaged in smarana, remembrance, and kirtana, glorification. Spend every moment of your time in these ways. Just accept this as the essence of all instruction. So that's, in other words, this is what we're trying to do. The Prabhupada says chanting, dancing, taking prasad. So that full absorption, what does it require, you know, in the instructions and what's given by the, you know, according to recommended order, according to scriptural rules and regulations, according to Guru, Shadu, Sastra, how to get there, then that's what we do. We're absorbed in those aspects. Ha Rupa Gosai, Doya Kori Kabe, Dine Dibe Dine Rajabasha, Ragatmika Tumi, Tava Paranuga, Hoite Dasera Asha. O Rupa Goswami, when will you, out of your causeless mercy, enable this poor wretched soul to reside in Braja? You are a Ragatmika devotee, an eternally liberated, intimate associate of Radha and Krishna. This humble servant of yours desires to become a loyal follower of your lotus feet. Because right, that's Ragatmika means you're following Ragatmika. And so, but that principle always remains. One may come to the platform where one is naturally inspired, and so one is technically a Ragatmika devotee. It means anyone's the eternal associates, they're all on Ragatmika. But it's not that within Ragatmika you're not following someone above you. Like that. Song 10. Gurudev. Boro Kripa Kori, Gaudavana Mache, Godurume Diacho Stana. Agya Dila More E Braje Boshi Hari Nama Koro Ga. O Gurudev, because you are so merciful, you gave me a place to live in Godruma, amid the woodlands of Godadesh. With this order to fulfill, dwell here in this sacred place of Braja and sing the holy name of Hari. And so Prabhupada made this place so devotees could come and sit here and chant the holy name. That's what it's for. Kintu Kabe Prabhu, Yoga Jata Arpibe, Edasere Doya Kori, Chitta Stira Habe, Shakala Sohibo, Ekante Bajibo Hari. But when, O Master, out of your great mercy, will you bestow upon this servant the spiritual qualification to fulfill that order? Right? So even to fulfill that comes from the spiritual master. My mind will then become tranquil. I will endure all hardships, and I will serve Lord Hari with undivided attention. Right? So the difficulties that come up, mind being disturbed, all that comes when we are focused on attaining that order, and we strive for gaining the mercy of the spiritual master and giving that, then one is able to do that and be focused on Krishna. So if there's any problems, this is the solution. There are no material solutions to material problems. They just don't exist. Because even you solve that one, another will come up, because we're constantly performing action and we're constantly receiving the results from those actions. So if at any point you did anything that wasn't correct, then you get an incorrect. Even though now I've corrected one thing, I still be getting incorrect from something else. You know, so there's no, this you can't do. So for the devotee, is why not step out? Means mechanically how things work on the pious platform and on the devotional platform, then, you know, in the context of what's recommended, they're the same. But the point is one is creating further birth and the other is taking you out. And so taking you out of the material world is being done by, you're not disturbed by it because you're doing things just to please Krishna. You're not doing it so I get a good result. I'm doing it to please Krishna. And in that, then naturally there's a proper result to offer to Krishna. So your inspiration is pleasing Krishna, not getting the result. You know, so getting the result is part of pleasing Krishna. Saishava yuvane jada shuka sange abhyasa hoilo manda nija karma doshe e deho hoilo bhajanera prati bandha. Due to attachment to worldly pleasures in childhood and youth, I have developed many bad habits. Due to the reaction of these sinful activities, my body itself has become an impediment to the service of the Supreme Lord. Because the body itself, because of the reactions and all this, it becomes difficult to work with. And so it itself, and that's all becoming because, you know, what we've done, you know, in previous lives and this life. So therefore then, Vardhakye Ekona Pancha Roga Hata Kemone bojibo bolo, kandia kandia tomara charane, podiachi suvi vala. Now in old age, afflicted with the fivefold illnesses, how will I serve the Lord? O Master, please tell me, weeping and weeping, I have fallen at your feet, overwhelmed by anxiety. 34. The five illnesses of old age are the incapacitation of the five principal senses. Yeah, because those senses are used in the Lord's service, and the senses don't work so good in the new Lord's service. Confirmed. Vriti, the next song is based on the third verse of Shikshastakam. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, yet is always prepared to give all respect to others, and very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Song 11. Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya, Koro E Dase, Tanina Peksha Atihina, Sakala Sahane, Bala Diya Koro, Nijamane Spriha Hina. O Gurudev, by administering a drop of your mercy, make this servant of yours infinitely more humble than a blade of grass.
giving me the strength to bear all trials and troubles, free me from desires for personal honor. Sakale samana korite sakati deho nata jata jata. Tabi to gaibo hari namasuke aparadha habe hato. O Lord and Master, inspire me with the power to befittingly honor all living beings. Only then will I sing the holy name of the Lord in great ecstasy, and my offensive activities will cease. So we're trying to deal with everybody properly, and by the grace of Guru and Krishna, then we're able to deal with everybody properly. So because we're trying, then that will go away. Because that's going away, therefore then we're getting a taste. The offenses go down. Because we get more of a taste for Krishna, then we're less interested in the offensive activity. Because the offenses, then, one is that's because there's a taste for something else other than Krishna. When the taste is about Krishna, then everything becomes in line with Krishna, so there's not there. And two, we appreciate the intensity. So we're looking for that intensity, so you have to find it somewhere, that, you know, our dopamine, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, here it's enough intensity.
Yeah, it means you don't have to look for, you don't have to go beyond what is yours, but you know. Kabe heno kripa labia ejana kritarta hoibe nat shakti buddhihin ami atadin koro more atmasata. When will this person be indeed blessed by receiving your mercy, O Lord and Master? Devoid of all strength and intelligence, I am very low and fallen. Please make me your own. Jogyata vichare kichu naipai tomara karuna sar. Karuna nahoilo kandiya kandiya prana na rakibo ha. When I examine myself for worthiness, I find nothing of value. Therefore, your mercy is the essence of life. If you are not merciful to me, then I will constantly weep and weep, no longer being able to maintain my life. In the old song, it said, therefore your mercy is, it says here, essence of life, and it also says your mercy is all that I am made of. So the one, the essence of life may be the one, but it says all you're made of, it said, because it's, if it's the essence of life, that means then your mercy, that's what I am made of. So the one is just showing, the other aspect is showing then what, how you say, the position of the tattva, but the other is the position of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just it's a little closer to now applying.
Yeah. It's more complete.
Yes, more complete. What are we doing? 2 minutes. Anything on this? Or? Because this next one, yeah, I think this next one will take some more discussion. Says the next song is an illustration of the Asta Sattvika Vikara. So we'll leave that for Monday. Yes, yeah, so then we see is that it still comes out of the same basic thing. You go through all the technical points, but they're all there just to bring you to this aspect of by following the footsteps of the spiritual master, that direction, that serving Krishna, the desire to please Krishna. You know, then by that, then one gets a taste, one gives up all the offenses, because that's what it says, is whatever kind of anarthas are there, they go away with taste. Because you have a taste for Krishna, then you don't have these. Same time, so we're not working in a way that the anarthas go away, how will the taste come? So it means it's both. We're making our endeavor, and Krishna is following. That's the why it's given the rope and the well. The rope is thrown to us, they're pulling on the rope, but we're holding the rope. So if we don't hold, then what's the matter? But we tend to think more in the lines of cat and mouse or the monkey. Is that, you know, either they completely hold you up or it's completely you. I'm doing this, you know, like that. Does that make sense? But it's that combination that makes sense. Perfect. Yes?
We need to announce about change in the schedule.
About change.
In the schedule.
Oh, in the schedule, okay. Not about the global warming or climate change. Okay. So we'll be from Monday, then will switch to just two blocks a day instead of three. So we'll go from 7 to 8:30 in the morning, and then the evening one will remain same, 4 to 5:30. Right. So in the morning then, we have a little bit left of the song, so we'll finish that, and then once that's done, then we'll continue with the Sandarbha in the morning and Chaitanya Charitamrita in the evening. Like that. So for it may be convenient for everybody. You know, half an hour later, then if you're halfway around the world, you get up half an hour later. So, and we end half an hour earlier, so just that much earlier you can have breakfast. Yeah.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada, the key.